In today's gospel, Christ challenges us to keep not only the letter, but the spirit of God's law. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law, until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven. I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard it that it was said to your ancestors, 'You shall not kill, and whoever kills will be liable to judgment.' But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. And whoever says to his brother, 'Rakah,' will be answerable to the Sanhedrin. And whoever says, 'You fool,' will be liable to the fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar. Go first and be reconciled with your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to court. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Amen, I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny. You have heard that it was said, 'You shall not commit adultery.' But I say to you, everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body thrown into Gehenna. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body go into Gehenna. It was also said, 'Whoever divorces his wife must give her a bill of divorce.' But I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, unless the marriage is unlawful, causes her to commit adultery. And whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Again, you have heard that it was said to your ancestors, 'Do not take a false oath, but make good to the Lord all that you vow.' But I say to you, do not swear at all, not by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great King. Do not swear by your head, for you cannot make a single hair white or black. Let your yes mean yes, and your no mean no. Anything more is from the evil one." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Every society needs laws. We need laws to regulate our relationship with one another. Imagine a society where there were something, for example, like no traffic laws. No stop signs, no stop lights, no speed limit. You could drive on any other side of the road that you wanted. It would be just chaos. Or imagine a society where there was no uniform tax laws. you could give to the government whatever you wanted. Now, we could disagree and can disagree on the fairness of any tax code, but imagine that situation where you just give the government what you think you want to. You think a government would have enough money to support a military for our safety? Would they have enough money to keep our infrastructure the way it needs to be? Probably not. So every society needs laws. Now, we know that because laws come from human beings, that they can be fallible, they can be mistaken, they can be foolish sometimes. For example, I heard about a law out in Portland, Oregon. God knows where this law came from, but the law said you cannot wear roller skates in public bathrooms. No. Or Amarillo, Texas. It is forbidden to take a bath on Main Street during banking hours. Who knows what the origin of those laws was, right? And obviously laws like that need to be changed, need to be removed. Sometimes laws are not just foolish human laws, they can be unjust and unfair. Now, many of you here probably know that at one time in this country, to be able to vote, you had to be a white man who owned at least 50 acres of land. If you weren't a white man who owned 50 acres of land, you couldn't vote. Now, that's unfair. We know that women couldn't vote in our country until the 1920s. That's unfair. Some laws are unfair. Some laws can even be immoral. In this country, slavery was permitted by law for a long time. That's immoral. Even today, the laws governing abortion are oftentimes immoral because they destroy life in the womb. So law can be foolish, can be unfair, can be immoral, but we need law. We have to change those things that are wrong, but we definitely need law. So imagine this for a minute. Imagine you live in a country where every law is just and good and moral. Not only that, everybody living in that country obeys every law perfectly. Every just, moral, good law, everybody obeys it perfectly. What would that country look like? What would our country look like? Well, obviously, you wouldn't have any more murder. You wouldn't have any more fraud. You wouldn't have any more maligning people's characters, unjustly lying before the law. The country would be much better from that point of view, wouldn't it? But here's a question I have for you. If every law was just and moral, and everybody obeyed the law perfectly, would that make the country a good country? Is that enough to make the country a good country? Think about that. I would say to you, no. You know why? Because most law prohibits us from doing wrong, but it can't force us to do good. Think about this. The law can prohibit you from beating up your neighbor, but the law cannot force you to go over to your neighbor's driveway and shovel it out after a big snowstorm when he's sick in bed. The law can prohibit you from physically or emotionally harming your children, but the law cannot force you to get down on the floor and play with them 3 times a day. The law can prevent you from stealing groceries from the grocery store, but the law cannot make you take a box of groceries to a poor person. Do you see the difference, huh? Even good, just, moral laws, if obeyed perfectly, will not necessarily lead to a good society. For there to be a good society, we have to go beyond the law, do more than what the law prohibits, go beyond it in mercy, generosity, love, and so forth. Those are things the law cannot command, does not command. But without those things, life is really not worth living. That's what Jesus is saying today in the gospel. You know, the Jewish people of his day had 613 laws that they found in the Torah, in the first five books of the Bible. And many of them were very faithful in trying to obey those laws. And Jesus says those laws are good. That's not the point. But there are times you have to go beyond what the law absolutely requires. You have to go beyond the letter of the law to be compassionate and merciful and just and loving. The law can't command those things. You have to go beyond those, though, if you want the kingdom of God to be real. And I think that's the lesson for us today. I mean, just think, for example, about the commandment, you shall not kill. And we know what that means, obviously. But you ever think, though, about the different kinds of killing there are? I mean, I was thinking about this the other day. I don't know why this popped into my mind, something I saw on television probably. Remember when you were a kid in school, maybe awkward, fifth, sixth grader, you know, not growing into your body very well at that point? You go out at recess, and it's a day to play kickball. Remember what used to happen oftentimes? The teacher would say, Sally, you're the captain of one team, and Johnny, you're the captain of the other. Now choose your teams, right? So Sally would start, she'd choose Ronnie. Johnny would choose Billy or Becky or whoever. And they'd start choosing, you know, one after the other down. Were you ever in the group that was never chosen? Or at least the last one chosen? You're standing there. Everybody's getting chosen. Everybody's getting chosen. You're not getting chosen. Why? Well, to be frank, you know, you were lousy at kickball. But the point is, when you're not chosen, when everybody's made, when you finally end up to be the last person on the team and you get up, try to kick the ball and you fall down, everybody laughs at you. How does that make you feel? See, that kills your spirit. That kills you inside. That's the kind of thing Jesus is talking about. We have to go beyond what the law requires. Or, think about this. Somebody in your family might be a parent in a moment of frustration. God bless our parents for all that they do. Most difficult job in the world. And most parents are so loving and caring. But in a moment of frustration, a parent yells out at one of their children, "Why can't you be as smart as your sister? Why can't you be as good as your brother?" They don't mean it that way, but you know what they're trying to do. But what does that do to us when we hear that sort of thing? See, there's lots of different ways to kill people. It's not just that we don't physically harm them. That's what Jesus is saying today. Get beyond the letter of the law. Get beyond that. Mercy, compassion, forgiveness. The law can't command those things, but those are the things that a disciple does, even though the law cannot command it. Let me conclude with a little story, which I know probably will be controversial for some of you. You know, in America, and rightly so, we have a great devotion to the law, and we should. Let me just offer you this little story to reflect on. It's a true story about a man named Brian, lived out in Wisconsin. And one night, he and his family are returning home from a family gathering someplace. It's about 10 o'clock. Beautiful weather, nice night, no problems with the weather, very little traffic on the road. He's driving safely, but he's anxious to get home, so he exceeds the speed limit. is going 15 or 20 miles an hour, more than the posted speed limit. All of a sudden, the blue light's behind him. He pulls over. Officer steps out of the car, comes over. Brian rolls down the window. The officer shines his light inside. What's he see? Sitting next to Brian on the passenger side is his wife, who's 7 months pregnant. In the back seat, there's a child seat with a little two-year-old toddler in the child seat. And next to that is a five-year-old child sleeping, laying down on the other side sleeping. Shines the light into the back of a station wagon. There's a big shaggy dog there in the back. Comes back, shines the light into Brian's face and says, this is what he says to him. Sir, you cannot afford a fine. Watch out for the speed limit. And he leaves. What do you think? Brian broke the law. No question about it. That officer had every right to fine him. He didn't. Was that a good thing to do or a bad thing to do? What do you think? The officer took all the circumstances into consideration, the weather, the way he was driving, the family situation. And I suppose he decided he'd be compassionate. Not a good or bad thing. What do you think? Suppose you were Brian. What do you think? Is this a time when going beyond the law makes sense? You see the point. There are times when the law, the bare minimum of the law, the letter of the law, cannot do justice to what's needed, what's required, what the world needs. Christ calls us, as his disciples, to obey the law, yes, but to remember we have to go beyond it very often. Otherwise, in many ways, life would not be worth living. May God bless you.